One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 28. And long live the revolutionary. Here I am, the one man from One Man Revolution, back on the microphone at Piney Point Studios, bringing you the day's events. I got some fresh stuff that the 6 o'clock news didn't put on. Oh boy, folks, let me tell you, Bush has been going crazy. Hey, today here's a funny story. I was walking around the building I work in, and they happen to be having an Orange County Bar Association meeting going on in one of our big halls that's still being rented out by the city. And it was kind of funny. I'm walking by, and there's King George standing in the hallway. No, honestly, it was King George. It's the guy that plays King George, the guy that played him at the press club. And so I'm walking by, and he's got some, you know, fake Secret Service around him, and he's got some, you know, some people around him, you know, basically making him look more presidential. And as he starts to walk away, I go, and he turns around, and he goes, "I love that song." And I said, "Hey, King George, I got some hookers and some coke for you later." And he gives me a big thumbs up. So, thank you very much, my favorite King George impersonator out there. At least you have a sense of humor, whereas King George doesn't. And King George has shown this by ordering FBI Congress documents to be sealed permanently, well, at least for the next 45 days. And he stepped into the Justice Department's constitutional confrontation with Congress today and ordered the documents seized by the FBI. The raid that they did on Representative William Jefferson of Louisiana, he stepped in and said that they must be sealed for 45 days. Now, Bush's order gives us time to step back and try to negotiate with the Department of Justice. Now, this is the first time that something like this has ever happened in more than two centuries, where the Justice Department the FBI has searched and has obtained evidence of a crime against the seated representative. Now, there are a lot of ramifications of this, which we'll take up in a minute, because I'm just doing the headlines right now. House okays oil drilling in Alaska. Yeah, citing public outcry for over $3 a gallon gasoline and America's heavy reliance on foreign oil, the House today voted to open Alaska, the Alaska Wildlife Refuge, or otherwise known as ANWR, to oil drilling, knowing full well that the prospects of Senate approval will be slim. Oh, there's a lot of stuff there, especially with the fact that there are people out there saying that why drill when all we have to do is pass tougher CAFE standards to lower the amount of oil we are dependent on. And the revolutionary agrees with that, or go to E85 or biodiesel, like I've said in the past. All right, and the last headline. I only do three, folks. If I do any more or any less, it seems like people write and say, "Hey, revolutionary, what are you doing? Sleeping on the job or trying to kill us?" And let's see. So this one here is the Senate passes the immigration bill overhaul, and in a 62-36 vote, basically the Senate passed a bill that says that, well, we need to close our borders a little bit stronger and talk about the people that are here. Now, the House bill that was passed over a year ago stepped up the enforcement of the current immigration laws and dealt with border security. The Senate bill, which is now going to face an uphill battle against the House bill, and basically this is where the fight is going to begin, puts us puts the two houses, the houses of Congress, at odds with each other because the representatives are not very happy with the wording of the Senate bill. But in order for it to become law, they have to come together with on both sides, or else, you know, it doesn't become law. So there's more on that in a minute. But first, I found a catchy little tune out there. Oh, it's so catchy. You're going to find yourself that humming along with this song, you know, tomorrow morning or the next day or sometime in the future. And this would be the 1 minute and 24 second song by Fallopian called Sex with a Tree. What could be better? I'm not quite sure. Maybe with another living person, or maybe with yourself. That was Fallopian off the Podsafe Music Network and Avebury Records with "Sex with a Tree." Hey, you guys know what you're into when you turn this show on. You know what I do with music. I find whatever I can find that really makes me laugh and makes me happy. And if I'm the only one laughing and I'm the only one enjoying it, then that's okay. But it seems to be that everybody else out there is too, because I haven't gotten many pieces of hate mail directed at the music. So this off of the Associated Press out of Washington, Bush orders FBI Congress document sealed. And Bush's move was described today as an attempt to cool off the heated confrontation between his administration and leaders of the House and leaders of both parties, particularly Speaker Dennis Haskert. Now, this is the same Dennis Haskert in the past who has been under investigation for several things, and also, you know, basically. He is opposed to any action against a seated member of Congress. And so, oddly enough, is Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. You know, she met with House counsel and met with the Justice Department to try and work out a resolution of this matter of $100,000, well, only 90,000 of it being found, of bribe money being passed on tape to William Jefferson for favors from one of his contractors or from a contractor. So they caught him red-handed, and unfortunately, if you know, basically if they don't grab Jefferson and accuse him and put him in and put him on, up under charges for this, you know, basically, even though he has denied any wrongdoing, even though the other two people pled guilty to bribing him to promote a high-tech business venture, you know, especially because this is the first search of a congressman's Capitol headquarters in almost 2 centuries since the first Congress was convened. It set off loud complaints from Republicans and Democrats that the executive branch was overstepping its authority to dig up dirt on people that are within the Congress to basically open the door for the FBI to continue this and get dirt on everybody there. All right. This is one of those leaks that comes out that will come out to try to, you know, intimidate people, Dennis Haskert said. All he's saying is that here are the dots. People can connect them any way they want to, even though some people are saying that these accusations are false, false, false. And of course, that was Tony Snow. They're not leaking this information. You know, they're not categorical denials. But the problem is that this the president has now stepped in and just tried to calm things down by basically saying, well, let's look at this in the fall when we reconvene. Let's not just look at it over the summer, because, of course, they're going into their summer break to return to their constituencies and attempt to get reelected next year, because the entire House is going to be out next year. We're reelecting almost the entire House. Well, actually, the entire House every 2 years. So Bush is trying to calm fears, because this can only fall back on him and the people he's trying to get reelected. All right, so that's what I got on that. If you guys have any options or opinions, you know who you're listening to.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, The Revolutionary.
And what I'm doing is trying to get you guys to understand that, again, look at what's going on behind the scenes. Bush orders these FBI records sealed. He orders the Justice Department to put these things away and keep them in your pocket and for 45 days. Regardless of what they mean, get them out of the public eye. This is causing us political fallout. And they'll just have to continue to get more and more money to run more and more negative campaign ads against their opponents, because all their opponents all the Democrats have to do is play the video footage of William Jefferson picking up that money. And okay, well, so he was a Democrat from Louisiana, but why was he being investigated by the president and his secret Gestapo in the form of the FBI? All right, so they could even say this is a plant. So that's an interesting concept. So our government is really struggling at this point. And I hope that each and every one of you will write your congressmen and write your senators and say, hey, let's see if we can get the Justice Department to rescind this executive order, and let's take care of this now. Why cover it up for 45 days? Well, the House is okay drilling in the Anwar. Yeah, they just said basically that, you know, the action that is, this action is a little bit more than just symbolic, because the House has very strong ties to not allowing this happen, because the Senate wants to develop energy here at home, and basically we can't say no to everything. And that was Richard Pombo of California, who pressed the House to vote on to open the refugee that is said to contain billions of gallons of crude. You know, this refuge was set aside in 1960 by Congress, and then it was converted to 19 million acres in 1980. You know, it was expanded then with the stipulation that the oil was limited to a coastal strip that could be developed, but only Congress allows it. So the federal government would share the revenues equally with the states, of course, the state of Alaska, and of course the people of Alaska, and Don Young of Alaska said that basically we would have millions of barrels a day. We should be drilling offshore. We should be drilling into the Rockies, and most of all, we should be drilling in the Arctic Refuge. And that's because it will benefit his constituents straight away. If you didn't know, the people of Alaska get oil subsidiaries every year, so that basically they get paid for people drilling oil. But this Congress has not voted a single conservation measure since gas has hit $3 a gallon. And, you know, we would save far more oil than what's in the Anwar right now if we could change what the CAFE standards are, and even Republicans have the ability, have the foresight of saying that. And that was Sherwood Boehlert of New York. He said that Congress, if it would have passed 11 years ago, new CAFE standards, we would have more oil than Anwar would ever be able to reproduce. So the vote fell, heavily along party lines, and only 27 Democrats joined the Republican majority in support of the legislation, and only 30 Republicans opposed the measure. So it's a very divisive issue, and it's something that can be solved if you and I save gas, begin carpooling or something along those lines, like everyone did in the 70s and early 80s, and push for higher CAFE standards and push for alternative energies. Now, I think that the biggest problem is that we have no distribution for these alternative fuels, and that's another thing that I've talked about in the past right here on this program, excuse me. And I think that one of the things we should really, really do is consider, biodiesel and what's called E85 or ethanol, 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline as an alternative fuel. Very few, diesels don't have to change to burn biodiesel. And with E85, you only need minor modifications to your seals, rings, and other things, and maybe even lowering your compression because it's 105 octane. It's like putting rocket fuel in your tank, folks. Why not? I know my engine could use a good cleaning. All right, so let's see. After those two stories, I think we need a little break. So let's go on to apes on. No, let's see. How about judge or jury, since we have the Justice Department in there? So by the Kings of Nothing, 2:05, 2:05. You can always tell the punk songs are less than 3 minutes long. This one's actually ska by Judge and Jury by the Kings of Nothing.
Well, I hope that they hang the jury, no verdict will be found. And I hope in time you'll forgive me when I stop coming around. You know I never cared much for the drama this city always seemed to hold. So I hope you'll forgive me, darling, when at times I seem so cold. Because he said, she said, someone said, there's a reward out for you. Now that he heard, she heard, they all heard, you gotta rock you up and sue. Cause the judge nor jury will change my mind on the walking key. And I never saw the reason why the outcome of this tragedy. And I've always tried to live my life and wish others would do the same. Until I find an alibi, I guess I'll take the blame. Well, I hope that they pass a sentence of locking me in the hole. And I hope you won't get bored before the board grants my parole. You know I never cared much for the gossip this city always seemed to live. So when the rumors get back to you, darling, I hope you'll forget and forgive. Because he said, she said, someone said, there's a reward out for you. Now that he heard, she heard, they all heard, they're gonna lock me up and sue. Cause the judge nor jury will change my mind on the lock and key. And I never saw the reason why we all fought from this tragedy. And I've always tried to live my life, I wish others would do the same. So until I find my alibi, I guess I'll take the blame. Cause it's just all the same. Because no judge nor jury will change my mind on the locking key. And I never saw the reason why we all fought from the tragedy.
Yeah, so neither judge, jury, or executioner, right? Oh, man. So speaking of judge, jury, and executioner, the Senate passed an immigration bill overhaul. Last year, there was a vote on the same type of bill, and it failed miserably. But now we have, even though it was divisive, it was a 62-36 vote. And obviously, if you add those two numbers together, you only get 98. So there must have been two abstentions. Basically, this bill that has been put forward says that it allows for an eventual shot of citizenship for the estimated 12 million immigrants who've entered the country illegally. And John McCain said, come out of the shadows. Why not say to those undocumented workers who are working the jobs that the rest of us refuse? So tell them to come out of the shadows and be part of this country. But, of course, that falls upon the ears of various people, and one of them says this is not amnesty. That's David Vitter, of Republican from Louisiana. He tried to strip all provisions relating to citizenship. And also, this bill will not secure our borders, Jeff Sessions of Alabama said. And he's also one of the most persistent critics of any of these bills. So Sessions and Vitter have vigorously denounced the Senate bill, as well as Bush's call for a comprehensive approach to the issue of immigration. Now, to secure the borders, the measure calls for the hiring of an additional 1,000 Border Patrol agents this year. So if you would like a job in the Border Patrol, they're looking to expand to 14,000 by 2011, and that's 5 years away. So in the next 5 years, they'd like to do that. And it also backs a plan for the short-term deployment of the National Guard troops to states along the Mexican border. Those, of course, we all know of those. And also, calls for the construction of 370 miles of triple-layered fencing and 500 miles of vehicle barriers between our country and Mexico. Also, a new guest worker program would admit 200,000 individuals per year, and a new program would compromise between growers and unions, envisioning the admission of an estimated 1.5 million immigrant farm workers who can then apply for permanent residency. So even supporters of this bill conceded that the three-tiered program related to illegal immigrants was complicated. Just like every other bill that seems to come out today, they add levels of complications so that a lot of money can probably be diverted to Halliburton. I wonder who's going to build these walls and fences. If it ends up being KDE or KTE, KDE, whatever the Halliburton construction company is, I think we should just start picketing now against Halliburton, because I'll bet you they win the contract because, of course, they can deploy this size construction. Of course, they'll have to pull all their equipment back from Iraq, where they are building a record number of buildings and infrastructure over there on our dime. This bill also would allow an immigrant in the country who's been in this country illegally for less than 2 years, it would allow them to leave with no possibility of return, or guarantee at least. Also, it accounts for an electronic system of employee verification designed to hold employers accountable for hiring decisions. And it would assign a maximum fine of $20,000 per worker and jail time for repeat business offenders. Now, there was another controversy that erupted to make English the national language, and of course it would leave all those current rights in place and not necessarily deal with that at this time. So the Senate bill has all of those, but unfortunately the House bill, which passed on party lines last year, was only limited to border enforcement and to make all illegal immigrants subject to charges, with no provisions for either temporary worker or programs for citizenship for men, women, and children who are in the country unlawfully. So what this basically says is that the House bill has the fencing and the Senate bill talks about the people. So if all that happens is they merge these two together, we'll end up with really, really tall, strong fences and a lot of people, a lot of new Americans applying for citizenship. And all I have to say to that is the Senate and the House seem to just be having fun dancing around and making apes and fools out of themselves. So how else to end up the show than with the 3-minute-and-16-second song Apes on Parade by Mad Sin, directly off the PodSafe Music Network.
Salute the apes on parade. wickets in your head. But it ain't sad. And a few more and more when you're really bad. You wanna rip the frills, infect me with your blood. Sooner than the dead we fall again. Yeah! A creator, violator. Violator, a creator. Violence control. Salute to Ye for parade. Well, there's a fire in my soul.
Goes out to all our friends in Congress and all of those other apes that are on parade who are not watching what's going on. If you're just walking along in this life and not looking at what's going on around you, they're trying to drill. They've wanted to drill. They're going to drill. They want the immigrants to stay. They want to build a wall. They'll build a wall, and the immigrants will stay. All of these things are being set up because it's an election year, and whatever they can do to satisfy the largest population base, we're going to see, and then we're going to hold, you can hold me to this, coming up throughout the next year after the elections are over, we will take a look at all of these bills and see which ones get rescinded and which ones get overruled and overwritten. Okay. So be the revolution, and so be the revolutionary. Remember, movements start and stop, but the revolution goes on and on. So it's me, the one man, here in Piney Point Studios, Orlando, Florida, doing a cast today in the month of May, wrapping up on Memorial Day, actually the day after Memorial Day, this time. So this time next week, we'll be done with a cast today. Now, I might continue into June with a cast every couple days, but I will be here as a beacon of light and a beacon of hope, because I have things that I need to say and things on this microphone that I need to get out. And I remember, I love each and every one of you. And it only takes one man to stand up and say that's enough and start a revolution. So until that time when you think that it is your time to do it, it's the revolutionary saying, I'm standing up and I'm starting a revolution. So the next time you feel that you're being oppressed, do it yourself. So until next time, see you.